Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's usually a very special smell that hits you straight in the face. But tonight, there's been another smell. A smell of amputation. Anyway, what a night. The atmosphere is electronic. Electric. Standing room only. The crowd is unbelievable. And what a treat we have got. $50 winner from Lowe's receives a $50 voucher. George Begana. How are you, George?
Good, thanks.
Disappointing about Ned getting beat tonight?
Oh yeah. It's always wrestler that you get disappointed.
Give the crowd a big smile back there.
It's not nothing to smile with.
Thanks, George. Thanks a lot, Fatty.
George, what about your Barry Beef? What's happened there?
Fatty said, what about your breath, George?
Oh, there you have it. Terry Hill, no longer with us, passed away today, age 52. A nice little trivia there from the Footy Show. Who can forget those crosses to the Dapto Dogs? Welcome to Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here for your Wednesday night. Yeah, we're shocked by that news this afternoon, Sats, weren't we?
Driving into the studio this afternoon and heard the news pretty much as it hit the news cycle. And yeah, I got goosebumps. I didn't know how to feel about it. Same age. And playing against him your whole career, you feel as though you're part of someone's life, even though you don't know them on a day-to-day basis. I've got to say, I wasn't quite sure what I thought of Terry Hill. When you play against him, he was a sledger. He used to get under your skin, and he was part of that great Manly side through the 90s. And I didn't know wasn't quite sure what I was going to think of him when I actually met him in person and had to fraternise with him. And then when I did meet him and I was in his company, he was so accommodating. He was always the butt of jokes and also the laugh and the life as well. And so when I went into this first time, I was going to meet him off the field and I knew I was going to be in his company. We're going to be at this function together. I wasn't quite sure. I was really apprehensive. But by the end of the night, I just enjoyed his company so much. And it's so sad. My company were only talking to him only 3 weeks ago about a matter that he's going to make a statement for in relation to being a witness. And he said, listen, I'm about to go overseas. Can I finish this when I come back? No worry, Tez. Mate, you go and have a great time. And when I heard that this afternoon, I was just absolutely floored, absolutely floored. I just in these situations at 52, you just feel for close family.
Yeah, way too soon.
Children. Eh? His close mates that he played a lot of rugby league with, they'd be hurting right now. The Greyhound community, of course, who is champion for so many years. And what a hell of a player, you know, when he played a lot of tests for Australia, a lot of State of Origin. He was one of Gus's men as well. You know, Gus always could rely on him at times.
A wonderful warrior for New South Wales.
Yeah, he was. And he was, you know, when he first started at South and then he went to East, he was like a really streamlined centre. And when he went to Manly, he became this big, like a big body, like a real intimidation factor centre. One of those big centres that we see today. And for back then, he was a big centre. He had great skill. He had this uncanny knack of getting under your skin and taking you away from the game. And physicality-wise, any time that he could drag that little bit of red fern out of him, he would.
Yeah, and look, I mean, my memories of, I mean, apart from watching him growing up as a rugby league player, but, you know, it was the Footy Show stuff where you saw a lot of his great work. I mean, we played a bit there across to Dapto But fashion's on the field. The two, can I say midgets at this time with the sparklers? And, of course, gonads. It was just wonderful content ahead of its time.
He did a great thing for Dapto because not a lot of people knew where Dapto was or what it was really famous for. And so, for people who knew nothing about this place called Dapto, he put it on the map for a number of reasons for people who aren't aware of the location of it.
When Anita and I first moved to Wollongong a long time ago, the only place we knew was Dapto because of the footy show and all of the stuff that led up to that. We'll catch up with Simon Orchard from Greyhound Racing New South Wales next hour and see how they're all feeling there. Big loss for Greyhound Racing New South Wales as well. He did a lot around Greyhound Racing and he's got some good dogs too. And we'll talk to Simon.
Made some good money out of Greyhounds.
Yeah. But he's done a lot to champion Greyhound. Mm. He, you know what he did? He made Greyhound Racing accessible for the common bloke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he had me interested in Greyhound Racing.
Well, if you were just an out-and-out rugby league fan or a player and you didn't really like to, cross-section across yourself to other sports or other industries, he made you at least look.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Mm. So we'll play some more tributes throughout the show tonight as well. If you want to throw out a tribute for Terry Hill, gone too soon, 0457 736 736. New Zealand, listen, I'm not sure if you're right across Terry Hill. I'm sure you are. 8833 is our text number, or 1300 01 1170. Hello to our listeners through New Zealand on SENZ, the super radio network throughout Queensland and New South Wales, SEN 1170, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, SEN track stations, Fanatic, and all those listening on the SEN app. Actually, I helped a mate of ours get onto the SEN app today. You know, Pete, the sign guy.
Yeah.
Showed him how to.
I've only showed him three times. And for our listeners, this is former St. George Dragons back rower, Peter Gill.
Yeah.
Great man. Should have played Origin for Queensland.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You said that to him. He's a terrific bloke. And
great guy. Yeah.
I nursed him through the SEN app process today. He's gone, this is great.
24-hour sport.
Yeah, I said, you'll probably hear about 6 hours of Saturday. He goes, you can't have everything.
Mm.
Says he loves listening to Pat and Heels of a morning and all that sort of stuff on SENQ. So.
Got hit in the throat as a player. He's got the Darren Lockie, a husky voice.
Yeah, but he's got the same voice as JD as well. Like
Jason Demetriou.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
So Darren Lockie, there's an...
And Birdie.
There's a surgery you can get, apparently, where Darren Lockie can get it and take it back to his closest to his natural voice.
Well...
But his wife, Lauren, really now only sort of knows him as the guy with the husky voice, even though she knew him before that.
In breaking news, he's actually had the operation today on his throat, and this is what he sounds like.
Looks like Kepik has done that, and this is coming in nicely. Might be a little long. Oh, no, this is right next to the pit. Oh, this could go in. It's running, it's cracking. Hole in one, Chase Kepka, the big...
No wonder she wants him to keep his his voice. Thanks to our partners, we're here tonight for the Kia EV9, the 2024 car, drive car of the year, and Nutrient Ag Solutions going further for Aussie farmers. On the show tonight, we're going to get into our hot topic, and tonight's about the Olympics. I know you want to throw this one up.
One of our listeners, Michael, the other night said, "Does anyone care about the Olympics?" Yeah,
I think a lot of people do. Sport on the go, thanks to Keno Go, a warm-up segment, doing a Wednesday night version of that because rugby league kicks off tomorrow. Triple header.
Can't wait.
Tomorrow for Anzac
I'll
Day.
I'll be eating my gelato.
Let's get into the good oil for Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. Now, listen, I was talking to you about gelato off the air.
No, I'm not a gelato fan, I've got to say.
Mate, what is the difference? Like, I went out for, the missus and I, the girls went out for dinner for a birthday party, so we were waiting last weekend, right?
Mm.
And we're in Burley. I think I paid about $13 for a gelato, just one scoop. What's the bloody difference between gelato and ice cream? Is it just the price?
Do you want to know or not? Do you seriously want to know?
It's the same, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. It's gelato uses a lot more milk.
It what?
Yeah.
What?
That's it.
So it's got a less fat content than what ice cream has.
Okay, listen. Mm. This is a scam. This is like these bloody dodgy kale farmers.
Yep.
Who found a weed growing in the paddock.
Yeah, and said, we'll cook it.
And we'll go, listen, we'll tell all those healthy idiots,
yep,
right, that it's good for you.
Yep.
It's a weed,
mm,
right? So then the kale industry was born.
Yep.
This is their way of just getting extra money out of an ice cream.
It's like telling people that you're drinking oat milk. Like,
yeah.
How can you actually...
Milk an oat.
How can you milk an oat? There's no way.
It's like
you
zero...
You can't even see its teats.
It's what?
To get the milk out of. Yeah. It's...
Yeah, anyway.
It is. It's a scam.
Let me talk to you about this, Satsy, before we go to a break. Anzac round, both the mm-hmm. AFL and NRL this weekend. Actually, tonight, there's AFL tonight, Richmond versus Melbourne at the MCG. They're expecting a crowd of 80,000 plus at the G. But tomorrow, let's focus on the triple header. Warriors versus Titans, Dragons versus Roosters, which is going to be a cracking game. Always is that one. It's at Allianz, which I still don't get. I still don't get because it favours the Roosters.
Well, not really. They don't.
The
train
Roosters
there.
Will have their. They'll have their 3,000 fans there, of course. Right.
It's not a home. It's not a home track for anyone.
Why don't they play it at the out at Homebush?
SCG.
Or the SCG. The Swans? No, the Swans aren't playing there.
Allianz. It's a modern stadium. The facilities are perfect.
Remember, it's the Roosters' home ground where they've even locked out South.
Yeah.
Right? So why won't they play it at Homebush? Why does everything favour the Roosters?
Well, it doesn't.
It's their home ground.
Melbourne beat them there last week. So it hasn't favoured them. And it's traditional. I know you don't like the traditional factor of sport. I know you're one of these live lovers and it's all about the modern game.
I'm a live lover.
Guys!
No, please. It's a brand new stadium, by the way, Sats. I know you haven't been there yet, but it's a brand new stadium.
I know.
But let me throw this out to you. This is a ridiculous comment I heard in the office today at a sports station, yes, ours, is that someone said to me, I find it offensive that these footy teams run out in Anzac jerseys.
Who said that?
Well,
what?
I'm not going to mention.
I know there are a group of rugby league people that like to buy jerseys and feel as though that all the jerseys that are put out is another jersey they've got to spend money on, which you don't need to. But a lot of time when the jerseys are sold, they goes to Legacy, a great foundation as well. And I mean, I was never fortunate enough to play in a, because back when I was playing, it was really just kicked off between the Roosters and the Dragons. So everyone else was just a normal regular season game. So there was no last post. There was no silence. There was remembrance.
I love the St. George Dragons Anzac Day jersey with the poppies as the V. I love it.
The colour of their jersey just really suits it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. They then went on to say the last post. Why did it's disrespectful that's played all weekend? It should just be on Anzac Day, and I'm like, yeah, but I like it. If I miss the Anzac Day games, or I miss like tonight, it'll be played tonight at the MCG, right? It's one weekend out of a year. Mate, we go and celebrate all sorts of things for one week.
Yeah,
our diggers and those people who fought for us to go to the footy to give us that freedom, play it as much as you bloody like. That's what I think.
Mm. Yeah,
Is that fair?
Once upon a time I thought that playing the last post over the whole weekend was probably too much. I thought only on the Anzac Day games that we play it. But more and more people have sold me now and have turned my opinion about this, which I love the educational process around it.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what it's about.
Yep.
But there's a younger generation that, yes, through the schools they get taught, but to be able to sit there with a parent or a grandparent or a guardian, whoever it may be, and explain to them what the last post is about. They may not see the other games. The game they may be sitting there watching with their, whoever it may be from their family. It gives them an opportunity to educate them. So I'm all for it now.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't having a dig at you. I didn't even know that.
I was once one of those people that thought the last post should only be on the Anzac Day game, but I've since turned for that very particular reason. Like I said, I wasn't fortunate enough to play in one of the games. You know, we've all got some involvement and some link to Anzacs, and And my pop, who only passed away a few years ago, 99, he was part of the 2nd and 3rd Battalion.
Jeez, that's a good knock.
Yeah, who was part of Kokoda, where he was shot on Kokoda and in battle and had to return home. But I would have loved to have played a rugby league game in honour of he and others, but mostly him, who represented our family. And I would have loved to have stood for a last post. Mm. I would have been a ball. I would have been bawling. I would have been an absolute mess during it. But I would have loved to have done. So I think these players are very fortunate. I know none of them take it for granted, absolutely, because this week is a little bit more emotional than others.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like it. John doesn't. He says it's Anzac Day, not Anzac Week. Well, it's not a whole week, John. I get what you're saying, but want to hear the last post more regularly, go to the local RSL and support your diggers that way. Well, a lot of us do, John, but not everyone watches every game of rugby league. And I think these Warriors who run out in the field to play rugby league every weekend want to be a part of that Anzac spirit, you know. And what's wrong with it?
He also says the Allianz is the best stadium in town. Yeah, it's one of the best stadiums in the country.
Yeah.
I just wish they put a roof on it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I'd love South to play there. Don't worry about that.
We're
not allowed to. What are your thoughts? 0457 736 736. This colleague of ours. Yeah, just saying he finds the jerseys offensive and also doesn't want to see the last post at every game. I want to get your thoughts on that, or 0457 736 736.
Andrew says also, Scott, can you please buy me a new driver? I just put the number in my phone. It's Andrew McCulloch.
Well, you did break
he broke his driver my driver.
No, I was there.
We both lost the head of our driver.
Yeah, but you smashed his in anger. I was there when Macra and I were whipping you, right? And that because we were up about 6 shots at this stage against you and your nephew.
Yep.
Oh, we were killing it. Remember we got that eagle on that par 4?
Yeah. You played a huge part of that.
Well, I drove the buggy, so I got us down there. Hey, one more thing for you and for our listeners. Anzac Day test. Do we want it back? I reckon that's the only thing we might be missing.
I don't know. Are we picking an Australian side too early in the season? Or
I don't think so.
Is it just another game on the calendar that...
Yeah, but it means so much.
I know it does.
What would you rather watch tomorrow? And this is no disrespect to the Titans.
Yep.
But would you rather watch a Kiwi side play the Aussies or the Warriors and the Titans? You know what it means, Sats?
I don't like Australian. I know it means a lot, but I don't like an Australian game before Origin, a test match before Origin.
But put rugby league to the side
here. Yeah, I know, yeah.
And it's brothers in arms. These two countries went to war with each other.
Yeah, but they didn't fight against each other.
No, no, but it's not about that.
Mm.
I don't know. I think Anzac Day is the proudest day for our country. I put it ahead of Australia Day. So then why don't we put something like an Anzac Day test on to celebrate both Australia and New Zealand?
They used to be quite regular.
They did. Why stop it?
Because it's the rugby league calendar. They feel as though there's too much rugby league in the calendar. That's entirely what it would be about.
Give the teams a weekend off. Like, this is a great way to clear out a bye.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you. But I don't think it'll happen. I think it'll only ever happen again on testimonial dates, whether it's, you know, quite a significant milestone date.
Okay. Let us know what you think. 0457 736 736. Do you want to see Australia playing New Zealand again? Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first coal pressed in northern Victoria. Some tech, Satsy?
Allianz favours everyone, Spanky says. I'm a Dragons fan, but Allianz is great. A core is terrible, and the SEG is a cricket ground. Absolutely idiotic. Anzac jerseys should be sponsor-free and auctioned or given away. I do like that, sponsor-free, just clean. I like that, Spanky.
Or RSL or Anzac-related charities.
True. Legacy. Yeah.
Legacy.
Now, you're a Bunnies man, as am I. Do you like the Bunnies jersey? I haven't seen it yet,
it's mate.
Navy blue
and
white.
Is that the Navy or Army colours?
I like it anyway.
It's got something to do with one of the defence force.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
If it's the same one as last year, yeah, it was fantastic.
Jamie says, guys, of course New Zealanders know who Terry Hill is. He was massive in the 90s as far as rugby league is concerned. He was. Mikko from Toowoomba says, ROP, Tezza Hill, go Nads. Isn't he famous for that gonads? It's just, he put that dog on the map, didn't he?
He did.
Seriously, boys, what a sad day for the Hills and rugby league community. Tezza was 66 to 1 to not be with us any longer.
Well, if you're a fan of that, I've got some audio coming out with Kenny Callender. Called the gonads, right? And all the odds were 66 to 1. And they had a raincoat for him.
Sats and Woogie Stormy Daniels says, like most, I'm both shocked and saddened to hear about the sudden passing of Terry Hill, a larger-than-life character with a great sense of humour, his trademark lisp, and was a bloody good footballer to boot as well. Growing up as a Magpies fan, I have fond memories of Tezza playing for Western Suburbs. He did, yeah. Of course, it was all around that draft situation, wasn't it? The Roosters and the Western Suburbs Magpies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so well done, Stormy Daniels. Well said. We got... actually, we did an interview with Ray Warren, didn't we?
Yep.
Today.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I did. And for another show. And he actually said to us, he's finished on 99 Origins. And I asked him, have you ever thought about going back for the 100th? He said, well, no one's really tempted me to go back and do it. I think I could get through it. And Canara Cowboys has been listening to that show earlier on.
Yeah, that was on SENQ.
Yeah, Sats, you need to get onto Hutchie and get Rabs on SEN to call his 100th Origin.
Well, we both looked at each other. I was producing the show for him. We're looking at each other going, I think we had the same idea, right? So, yeah, maybe it's something we can pull off. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk Olympics for Apple iSports. We'll get to that next. This is Sports Day.
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
With support, let that Haggerty lose. Okay, off they go. Oh, the mighty Nads has run the start. He's racing along near the lead with Chase Boy, but Nads goes to the lead with a lap to go, and he sprints away down the back from Chase Boy. Winnie's Whisper getting into third place and coming home strongly. But ah, Terry, you'd be proud of him. Go, Nads. Keep going, boy. Chase Boy getting a big place to him. Now's when we want Nads to accelerate. Come on, fella. Kick. Go, Nads. Nads, pull it out, boy. Nads has been challenged by Chase Boy. They get down near the top. Oh, oh. Sensation here at Dapto. I think you'll find that number one, the red, Chase Boy, has beaten the mighty Nads. And Terry, don't dare say I'm a mocker, but I think you'll find that 1, 7, and 8 will be the numbers of the Footy Show Trophy.
Oh, that was...
Kenny Callender.
Yeah, Kenny, mate. And if you remember...
He was the poster boy for people with a lisp.
He was. and I remember... You remember that? They had the betting board and every dog. And they gave him a raincoat. Incredible. He played that, of course, in respect of Terry Hill, who lost, if you're just joining us, lost his life today overseas, aged 52. Reports that it was a heart attack. And our thoughts go out to his family, his loved ones, and also the greater rugby league community. Because, as you said, Sats, off the top of the show so nicely, you know, he played for several clubs and no doubt South, Manly and the Roosters and West Tigers. Fans would all be mourning the loss of Terry Hill
tonight. I remember a game that he played for the West Tigers and he's playing on the right side centre position and he made a tackle on someone and he hit the ground and then they played the ball and they were right near the try line. They played the ball and they made another play in and he was laying on the ground. The referee called stop, like he's knocked out. And all of a sudden he started shaking and like coming through, you know, when you start getting your awareness back. And it was all just one big hoax. It was just, he was trying to stop the play. He was trying to destabilize the opposition. And he did it. Like he sat up as if to say he's been knocked out and he's just woken up again.
He would have went off for an HIA now.
Honestly.
Hey, I just, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, right? But did he play for Woi Woi in his later years? Because I remember living on the Central Coast. I'm sure. Look, someone in our audience will know. 0457 736 736. The great Terry Hill played for Woi Woi. I'm sure he did, Sats.
No, he was called out of retirement in 2006 to play rugby union for the Central Coast Waves.
That's it.
There we go. In the Shoot Shield.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. At least it was on the Central Coast. I was in the right area. Rightio, hot topic. Thanks to Apple iSports. Apple iSports for the fans. Sats wants to know. It was a text from Michael.
Yep.
Just over 3 months away until the Olympics. I've seen all the ads on Channel 9. They look fantastic, actually. Is anyone interested in the Olympics?
I am. I froth over the Olympics. I love it. I love the storylines.
You can keep your opening and closing ceremonies.
Yeah, not a real big fan of those.
Go too long. It's the arts.
Yeah, so, but I do. I love following certain athletes. I love following athletes in some sports. Yeah, the nondescript sports as well. I love my boxing, as the listeners would know. So, Nikita Zou's fighting tonight. But I love the boxing and Harry Garside now and the new rules. Under 10 professional fights you can fight. Still fight in the amateur arena, which is the Olympics. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm really hyped. I can't wait for it. But there are a lot of people that have just realised that there is actually an Olympics on in 3 months' time, 26th of July.
I'm going to take some advice. I look forward to it as well. I love it. But I'm going to take some advice from one of our listeners. I'm not too sure who texted it through. But
Barfly,
was it?
Yep.
What sports would you like to see removed from the Olympics?
He said he'll start. Judo and equestrian. Now, I love the equestrian. Yep.
Why? Oh, because your sister was
very good at it. Yeah, the Hoy family. They were famous.
Yeah. I want to see synchronized swimming go. I don't get it. It's all underwater. Mm. And all I'm seeing are legs. Like, I need more than that. You know what I mean? Like, is that not the worst?
Grant from Coleroy said he did play for Woi Woi.
I thought he may have. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Look, I'm not being – that's hot. Is this a horrible subject to bring up tonight? What do you want to see out of the Olympics? Is rugby union in it?
Are the sevens in it? No, the sevens are in it.
It'd have to be if it's in
Paris. Because Australia won a gold medal, didn't they,
If it's in Paris, they've got to have rugby.
Yep.
Skateboarding, should that be in it?
Well, we won a gold medal in the last Olympics, so I'd say yes.
I don't want to see the 100-metre sprint because we're not in it. Can we just stick to pool events?
Can we just stick to all the field events as well? Because we've got, good
hockey
throwers and...
Oh, that.
And shot putters. Now, but the young lady in the 200 the other day, the Diamond League, won the Diamond League event, so...
Rightio, so we're asking tonight, what sport do you want to see removed from the Olympics?
So, Slimebag says, I can't wait for the women's Olympic gymnastics. Beach volleyball and breakdance. Well, that's tongue-in-cheek.
Breakdance, please.
I don't think anyone's looking forward to the breakdancing.
How is that a sport?
It's not a sport.
It is. It's in the Olympics.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's a sport.
What? The Olympics is about sport, Sats.
Sometimes.
It's not the performing arts. Guys! What's next? Ballet.
Talking about, just on Terry Hill, can you remember that famous poster tried to promote State of Origin, and you don't really need to promote it, but the famous photo of both Terry and Gordy nose to nose.
Mm. No, I can't remember
it.
He made comments about Gordon Tallis. Have a listen to this.
I'm a very lucky person because I know Gordon throws them pretty good, and I had to think twice about throwing one, and I think I made the right decision and didn't throw one.
Very wise decision.
And there are some reports, and I never saw him. I saw him have a couple of scraps on the field when, there's a lot of bodies around. But from all reports, he's a very good street fighter, Terry. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He
come
from that group of school of hard knocks. He played in the South Sydney junior system, the junior rep system. They had an amazing group of players that came through, Jimmy Dimmick and those sort of guys. They all played together through that South Sydney junior representative system. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan says he played his junior football for your minor, played against him for Arimba, all on the Central Coast. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, nice.
Tard Chief Rhino, RIP. Rightio, our Apple iSports hot topic. What sports do you want to see removed from the Olympics? I don't get... when they jump, what is it called? The hurdles.
Oh, don't you?
Just go around them.
But we've got a gold.
Do you have to?
We've got a gold medalist in the Olympics. So.
Here's a question for you about the hurdles. Do you get suspended if you don't jump over all of them?
I think if you don't make a genuine attempt and you break several several hurdles.
Just run through them.
They just disqualify you. Because you can create havoc for the other lanes, of course.
Can you?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of a way I can get a gold medal. Apple iSports, your one-stop shop for all things sports. Keep your text coming through, 0457 736 736, 8833 New Zealand or 1300 01 1170. This is Sports Day. Back with your text in a moment.
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We're back. This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
Well, can I tell you? I can't remember what I was going to tell you.
What's going on?
Oh, seriously.
I got a there's a text here. It's just been brought to my attention.
Yeah.
There was something, someone asking me my opinion on Rat's performance over the last couple of days. Now, you told me today, I was just talking to you about Rat, and you said he went home the other night.
He went to the toilet at the end of, between segment six and segment seven, and Daddy Vass and I, we came back, and Daddy Vass yelled out off air and said, Rat, 20 seconds, no answer. And we could look through this big window here, listeners. We look out into the office, and he's not walking through the office. And so I just started, yeah, welcome back, and started padding, waiting till he gets back. Then we get a phone call from him in his car.
What?
He went to the toilet and he just kept going. He said, I can't. I'm going to fall asleep on air. So he got in his car, which responsibly we probably should have driven him home because he was tired. But he only had to go a couple of minutes up the road. So, yeah, so he went home. And I don't know whether and our listeners did ask whether he was actually going to submit an invoice. I think it should be probably 75% of his normal fee.
Well, he's got contract negotiations soon.
Mm.
And that's disturbing. Now, he better not even send me an invoice for Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke to him on Tuesday and he failed to mention it.
He couldn't remember Monday. That's why.
And I said to him, why didn't I work? I could have worked Monday and you could have worked Wednesday. And he goes, it was all right. It was all right. You went home.
Yeah.
There's a text here. Hey, Slates and Woggy.
Mm-hmm.
Woggy, any feedback on the performance of the Rat over the past 2 days? I think the Rat has way too many jobs, from radio host, coaching the Titans attack, ambassador for Grey Goose, to golf commentator. Look, boys, we probably could look at bringing in Wendell Saylor. He's also a dual international. Thank you, 158.
And another winger too. We've got too many wingers.
That's the problem.
One winger. To every 20 people in the business. That's it. Now, we spoke about Terry Hill earlier on, and
yep.
I said, I've never seen him in the street throw them. Steve says, mark my words, he could throw them. The great Mark Warren Vizard, son of Ray, a great man, Mark Warren, a really good mate. I met him through Mark Guy when I went to Penrith. Hearing about this guy called Vizard. Who's this Vizard? And you come in like he's just got this great personality, just boisterous personalities. He comes into the room and he's great fun. He just texts and he said, listen to the show, boys. Terry, capitals, extremely good throwing hands, as were all others in his family. He coached the Kincumber Colts in retirement. Has a great football IQ. Hashtag RIP. Yeah, you're right, Vizard. I'd heard really good reports about him with the fists, but never actually saw it.
Honest John says, RIP Terry Hill at 52, way, way too young. A real character and top footy player. Thanks for the memories, especially for your time at the Mighty Sea Eagles. Round of applause from me. Yeah, nice text, John.
Good stuff. Now, the Olympics.
Yeah.
The one-eye monster says, remove fencing, but keep table tennis.
Oh, how good's table tennis?
Table tennis is one of the worst sports.
No,
I appreciate it and I respect it and they're very skillful. No. It's hard to watch, but.
No.
It's hard to watch.
No, not when you see these Chinese players. You see them on YouTube, mate. And I don't even know how they hit some of these balls.
Mm.
Like, they're hitting them from five wide.
I know.
They're incredible.
What about Spring Farm Crusher? Haven't heard from you for a while, Spring Farm. He says, surely we can do without those kilometres after kilometres of those walkers who look like they need to go to the toilet ASAP. Yeah, good point.
Hey, guys, Australia never wins any medals in fencing, gymnastics, synchronised swimming, wrestling, weightlifting. Oh, we've won weightlifting.
Dean Lucan.
Handball. Christ. That is the worst. Water polo. Wait, imagine going
is
out of a
night. Is handball the one up against the wall, or is it the one where you got four squares and you're trying to...
I'm king.
Yeah.
Now, imagine going out to a nightclub. Right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Right, you're going out to a nightclub.
Yeah.
You meet a pretty girl.
Yep.
Right, or you could meet a pretty guy.
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, right, okay.
And they don't have to be pretty. You might have a good personality. Yeah.
Well, you don't know that over the loud music, do you?
Okay, true, yeah. They could have a good aura about them.
Good what?
Aura.
Anyway.
Yep.
You go up to someone. And they say, oh, what do you do? And you go, what? I can't hear because of the mute. Hang on. I can't hear you.
Yeah, okay, yep.
I don't know why the Huda Gurus are in Paris playing at a venue. What do you do for a living? I'm a handballer. See ya.
How good Huda Gurus be in Paris?
But seriously, you wouldn't date
I'm
a handballer.
I'm an athlete. Are you a professional athlete? Yeah.
Well, sort of.
What sport? Handball. What?
Are you still at school?
Handball. I'm king most of the time.
What school do you go to?
That's how you get the gold medal. You just keep playing for the longest amount of time. Yeah. You're a king. Gold, silver, bronze, fourth person, first loser.
Yeah, but again, I know I'm singling out Chinese athletes and not ours, but all the Chinese kids at school when we're growing up were amazing at table tennis and handball.
Not just the Chinese.
Well, they were. They're the ones that were
beaten. A lot of Asian countries other than Chinese that were good at those sports.
At Birrumboy's Eye, the Chinese kids were outstanding. It's us Aussies were crap at everything.
Before rugby league went full time, I used to work in corrective services.
Right.
And we had a Korean kid who beat everyone. So he wasn't Chinese.
Yeah, but I'm talking about my experience.
Yeah, but you're singling out. You're just saying the Chinese are good at everything.
Don't start. Break time. This is Sports Day.
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
No Sports Day tomorrow night, Satsy.
Yeah, I know. My miso's still away too.
Don't call her. I spoke to her. She rang me from New Zealand today.
What's she ringing you for?
Oh, just some work stuff.
Mm.
High level stuff that we talk about. You know, it's very important. I can't remember, to be honest. 0457 736 736. 3 out of 7's been on the text. Ace, King, Queen, Dunce. R.I.P. Reza. Yeah, that's the old handball stuff there.
I was terrible at it.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
All right, before we go to a break.
Okay.
And we will get to your texts and calls, I promise. If this was our last show of Sports Day.
Yeah.
And we had the choice and the chance to speak to one and one only of the Whack Pack.
Oh, don't put me in this
position.
Who
would you choose?
Really?
Yeah.
I
know who I'd
pick. Firstly, I'd have to say Glenn because he's the most committed.
What?
So you've got...
He should be committed.
You've got King of Dirt, you've got Glenn, you've got Danger, Sporty Gav.
Hang on, King of Dirt?
Steve.
When did King of Dirt get it?
Spud, Fitzy, Big J Dog, Stepper, Hillstorm Hillary, Liam,
that's your
St.
girlfriend.
Boyd, Warren from Blacktown. All part of the Whack Pack.
I'm saying, can I pick mine?
Yeah.
Rooster Muzz.
No, he's Angry Mob.
Oh. Yeah. But he's still part of the Whack Pack.
Well, no.
These are all subcategories.
Oh, okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. We've got to separate the lunatics. We can't all have, if we all went on a holiday, you can't have them all in the same room.
See, from a text point of view, we've got this group of Whack Packers that are very committed.
If and you're a new listener.
And then you've got Glenn,
yeah,
who commits to a phone call every night.
Who, again, should be committed every single night.
Mm.
So what I'm hearing is you wouldn't talk to Adrian. Hello, Adrian.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good.
Good.
Hey, it's nice to be at the bottom of that list. Oh, my goodness.
Actually, your name wasn't even called out.
No, you're not part of the Whack Pack. You're
well, he is. He's in a subcategory.
No, Adrian's part of the blue-collar workers.
I'm in an elite group on my own. Yeah, given the fact that I predicted what happened to Caelan Ponga last year, so I'll wear that one.
All right, quickly.
And you get put back to fullback.
Quick.
Now, what I want to talk about, I want to talk about the Olympics, particularly the Jamaican female sprinters. I mean, I just love it when they give it to the Americans. I mean, anybody who beats America, I mean, they play those stupid sports of baseball and NFL outside of America.
So, no, I'm sorry, mate.
Yeah, just,
I'm sorry.
Wait.
No, but just hurry up.
Hang on. Hang on, just what, you know, I don't know if you know about that Shelley-Ann Fraser Prize, and it's Thompson Hurrah, and also Sharika Jackson.
Right.
I don't know how they can run with their hairs like a metre long, but that's Sharika Jackson. She'll break Flojo's 200 metres record, without a doubt.
Okay.
There you go. There's a good prediction. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, Adrian, what
Sharika
sport
Jackson.
What sport do you want to see removed from the Olympics? That's the question tonight.
Mate,
it's worse than Glenn.
Do you know when you're on the show?
Yeah.
Do you know when you're on the show?
Yeah.
We have people who turn off because you ridicule them. You've just ridiculed Adrian. He's one of our
he's
constants.
Not blue collar, by the way.
He's blue collar.
He's a realist, isn't he? An accountant or something like that?
No,
or
he's a plasterer. Adrian's a plasterer. And on Saturdays, he's a concreter. So he's a blue collar. He's part of our blue collar.
You know what
group.
I like in the concrete? No, I like Adrian. He's all right. He's all right.
You like to throw concrete boots on.
Geez, Bondi Jack.
Is he landing out
some abuse on with Corey Parker and Hills the other morning. Is he in the angry mob, Bondi Jack?
Oh, Bondi Jack is, 100%.
He's the skipper.
Yeah, him, Rooster Muzz, Crime Scene, Rabbit Burrow, Man Boobs. Mystery Man.
We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. Promise.
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome to Sports Day, your daily dose of the biggest stories in sport. For the new, refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
Lots of chatter going on in the Sports Day studio tonight. We're just talking about Corey Parker's New South Wales team. Please, Corey.
Why is a Queenslander picking a New South Wales team? Because he was asked to, right? Doesn't matter.
Bondi Jack
if
late.
If you ask Brent Tate to name a New South Wales side, he would say, go eat your face.
Well, Corey Parker's filling in with Ian Healy on SENQ Breakfast in Brisbane, doing a great job, by the way, while Paddy's having a week off. And he picked his Queensland team, which you can find on, just look for SENQ on all your socials, and he picked a New South Wales team. Bondi Jack ripped him a new one, like all over him, like a chubby kid on a smarty.
Mm-hmm.
And then even I've texted in and ripped him one. He's got Katoni Staggs in the centres. He's not a rep player, Katoni Staggs. I'm sorry.
Well, he might be.
Instead of Bradman Best. What did he score? 800 tries in Origin 3 last year, Bradman Best? And why, tell me this, why do these so-called experts keep picking Cam Murray on the bench? Have New South Wales not learnt from that mistake? Why would they do it again?
Yeah, I think a large part of it goes with who the number seven will be. And, of course, Isaiah Yeo is the number seven. Both he and Nathan have got a very good relationship. But Cam Murray, I look at Cam Murray and his build and the way that he plays the game. Two different players, but the same sort of effect, if it makes sense. I look at Cam Murray as a sort of like the Dallas Johnson of Queensland.
That's a good call.
Same sort of build, same position.
Quick play of the balls.
And they're just involved in everything.
Yep.
You just need a guy that's involved in everything and can do it at a really good speed as well. So I fear Cam Murray starting more so than I do him coming off the bench because the game can get away from him in the first 25 minutes.
Which was happening to...
By the time he comes on, it's too late to change it.
Hey, last year, they didn't bring him onto the second half.
I hope they pick him on the bench.
As a Queenslander, yeah, of course you would. But and not just sticking up for Cam because he's the best-looking player in the game, but I don't know. And one of the things we talked about last year and I raised, and I could be completely wrong on this, that I reckon part of New South Wales' problem was the reliance on the Penrith combinations.
Well, based on success,
it's like
it
two
makes
teams,
sense.
Yeah, but it was two teams in one.
Yeah, and you make a really good point.
It was a Penrith team and the rest of New South Wales.
So what you do with short-term coaching is you've got to try and get combinations as quick as possible. And that's through communication. That's through just the integration, how they integrate and live together and how they communicate in the field and how close they are. So if you can cut down the amount of time you've got to work on that,
yep.
in 7 or 8 days, you do that by picking players that are successful together.
Oh, I get that.
I can see the mindset behind it.
Yeah.
But it can only happen for so long until you look at the results.
Do you want to take some calls? Geez, the board's lining up.
What about?
Mike from Callumvale wants to talk about the Dolphins. Mike, how are you, mate?
Blowing up.
Why?
With the Redcliffe Rustlers.
The what?
On top of Farnworth, Flagler, Asako, from the Broncos, Bromwich, Kafusi, and now Inafuiaki on top of Gilbert, Hammer, Luello. And my question is this what the NRL was looking for when they set up an expansion club?
Looking for what?
Raiding other clubs. You know, North Queensland finds it hard enough anyway to get quality players. I thought 5 years out, which is when we first started talking about a new franchise, that Redcliffe would start, you know, bringing through players. But, geez, they've cut the guts out of, you know, I'm a Cowboys supporter, but cut the guts out of them.
I know, and unfortunately it's a sport where you've got to catch and kill your own when it comes to recruitment. And a lot of those juniors will come through Redcliffe after a period of time when you get your junior development programs all set up and you're debuting homegrown talent. But initially, and being part of a startup club at the Titans, it's about going the best possible players from all of the opposition and trying to weaken them as much as humanly possible. So it's not a kind world to live in, especially if your team's being affected. But unfortunately, that's the way sport is.
Mate, thanks for your call, Mike. Well, and I do recall you saying this was the worst recruiting ever, remember?
No, not ever. I said I don't think the recruiting was great.
Right, okay. Mm. All right, I'm sorry to put words in your mouth. Yep. But I tell you what, those backup players did a bloody good job in Darwin last week, didn't they?
First to admit, last year they surprised the hell out of me.
But even last week.
But this year with the emergence of and some injection of some quality as well, and the job the Bromwich brothers have done and Felice and those guys of setting those values and that platform really early is going to hold them in very good stead by the time they move on.
Lee from Central Coast is on the phone. Lee, you got a memory on Terry Hill, who sadly passed away today at the age of 52.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, very, very sad to hear the news. I went to school for a little while with Tezza, as we used to call him. He came to your minor high and, you know, he was a whirlwind, and I used to think I was a pretty decent sort of athlete. I used to win all our school events, and Terry came and pretty much obliterated me and everything. It was just so much bigger, faster, and tougher than anyone else. So just a couple of just funny memories that I have. One was, he's the type of guy you wanted to have behind your shoulder, who went to an under-18s disco at the time at Edelong War Memorial. It was called Jump Street. And there was this big, huge guy, much bigger than Terry. And I don't think I've ever seen a faster, more powerful punch thrown than Terry did to actually floor this guy who was giving him a bit of grief. The other one is I used to catch a train down with Tezza to Sydney every Friday. I used to go down to my dad's, and Terry used to go to training at South, and the train didn't stop at Redfern, but that didn't stop Terry disembarking the train, traveling about 30 kilometres an hour.
What?
And he just used to go from nothing into full sprint, cackling along the platform. You can imagine what he was like. But I think he came back to play for Kincumber when he came back for a little while. But I do know when he used to catch up with his good mate, Tricky Trindle, on the coast, I mean, you'd never seen so much havoc caused by two blokes in your life.
Fantastic.
Fond memories of a really good fella.
Good stuff. Well,
fantastic call. Lee, thanks for your time, mate, on Sports Day. Thanks for your call. We go from a great caller like Lee to Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Justin. How are you, buddy?
I thought you were calling me Seth. Jason. Maybe we're back to... Is it pension day today?
Mate, we got paid early. I couldn't believe it.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wait.
I haven't been paid.
Before I left it, I also want to add my respects to Tezza Hill. Gone way too early at just 52.
Mm.
But given it is Waratah West Wacky Wednesday with Gwenny and his Gwennies
what?
On this Anzac Day Eve, the 24th of April.
Oh,
let's lift it again. Just who was the more impressive on Dr. Quinn, Michaela Quinn, the other day? Was it
seven-eight-year-old
daughter?
I don't know. No. Oi, I don't care.
Hey, Glenn, do you like ice cream or gelato?
Yeah, Glenn.
You an ice cream man or a gelato? Yeah.
What?
Or was it Mrs. Gilda?
No,
Gilda
Glenn.
Sinclair.
Glenn, oi. I don't care about Mrs. Quinn.
She arrived in her own car on the tram and steamed into Colorado Springs Railway.
You know Lundy's cranky at you.
What have I done? Sorry, Lundy.
Because you got Adrian on and then you hung up on him and now you've hung up on Glenn.
He can't go off script, can he?
133 wants to hear Adrian and Glenn commentate the Greco-Roman wrestling together.
Nah. Actually, did you see Rat on our WhatsApp today? Just saying how Tezza was his first centre wing partner in his first test in 98.
I tell you what, Tez wouldn't have been on the wing. There's only one person would have been on the wing in that combination.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's you, Matt Rogers, with one T.
I was going to say, there's no T's in Rogers. Rightio, what have we got? We've got to do some stuff here. Do a couple of texts, and then we'll do some stuff.
Okay, so the tourist,
mm-hmm.
who was on one of our colleagues, he said there's an Italian IGA in Leichhardt that sells the best pistachio gelato you've ever had. I don't find that appealing at all. A pistachio gelato.
Oh, it's not bad.
Don't know.
Mate, when we were in Italy and you know, when in Rome, I was, what are those coffees called where you get the coffee poured over, the espresso poured over the ice cream? Is it a frittato?
I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know.
Mate. There was the option at this little coffee house in Rome. We'll just stay near the Vatican. We could get three scoops of ice cream every morning, mate. I was buzzing for about 3 hours.
Affogato.
That's it. Who sent you that?
The tourist.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Thank you, tourist. By 11 o'clock, I had a hangover. It was like a combination of coffee and gelato.
Now, Budster says, I'm still trying to process breakdancing judging. How does that work? Exactly. We don't understand.
Well, the judges will have their hair hats on backwards.
Yep.
They'll be the ones in happy pants.
Yep.
And what do they play? Just like MC Hammer?
No, it's proper breakdancing music.
Why aren't you commentating? You're the expert.
Well, I beat Rat in golf. He's the one going to live. And I'm a former breakdancing champion. And correct. I'm not breakdancing commentating in the Olympics.
But did you put yourself forward?
I don't need to put myself forward. People should just know. Of the effect that I had on the breakdance community in the mid-80s.
Epic has arrived, the all-electric 7-seat Kia EV9 and Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. That's what we are here for. Keno Go's $40 million jackpot. Download the app today. This is Sport on the Go. Warriors signed Jet Cleary, younger brother of Nathan, on a multi-year deal.
Three-year deal, yeah, with an extension. Of course, he's never going to get much of a run at Penrith when he's big bros there. And we're seeing this a bit of a pattern, aren't we, with James Fisher-Harris going back there. Andrew Webster, former assistant coach at Penrith, got a good relationship with both the clubs, have got a great relationship together. Ivan Cleary spent time there as a coach, of course. He knows what Andrew Webster will give his son and how well he'll look after him as well. So,
that's a good deal.
He's a good player, Jet. I was watching a lot of highlights of him last year and then I watched him live, and at the same age, Nathan was ahead of him, but they got some similar attributes. The way they pass the ball is just identical. I wonder if they all sit around. I wonder if, like, Dad, Jet, Nathan, I wonder if they're just sitting around, do they talk footy or do they ever...
What do you reckon?
Well,
yes.
Some people don't. Some families don't if they're involved in rugby league 24/7.
But Nathan's moved out now. He's got a missile.
He has, yeah. But I wonder if they're in their backyard and they go and they work on things. I wonder if that happens, or do we expect that to happen that it doesn't? I don't know.
I reckon it would. It'd have to. I mean, that's their life.
Well, the Johns brothers were like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they just. Have you ever heard the story how they used to practice playing with a wet ball?
No.
So they used to get a big bucket of water with the old leather balls, and they used to keep dunking the ball in the water in the backyard, and they just practice playing with a heavy wet ball.
Oh.
No other kid would be thinking of that.
No. Nah.
Yeah.
No. I saw a photo of Jet today. He's yet to grow a chin.
Oh, he's still got the he's got skinnier features than Nathan.
Yeah.
Same, like he will be very chin bound when he's in his mid 20s.
Is that something that comes later in life? Because I've got to say, Ivan Cleary's got a pretty good looking chin too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
If you were to build a statue
yep.
of them,
mm-hmm.
it'd be like a Batman's head, wouldn't it? You just put Batman's. We had a text about that, didn't we?
We did about Batman. We did.
Something like that.
With Jet signing, does that mean he's, what's this, Batman seeing his sign is now, oh, is this the city? No, that's not it. Are we on air?
Yeah. Here we are. Keno Go has the world's largest Keno jackpot for your chance to win $40 million. Download the Keno Go app and start playing today. Yeah,
Nathan Clear is Batman, as his young brother is going to be the Warriors. That would make him Boy Wonder.
Ah, there we go.
Michael from Drummoyne.
Ream Anzac Day warm-up, except nothing less than Australia's best Ream. Warriors host the Titans, 2 o'clock, Go Media Stadium tomorrow. I'll make sure I'll be done and dusted at mm-hmm. Service Paradise RSL by then. After the dawn service tomorrow, I'm being left to my own devices, Sats, because the misso's got to go and get her hair done. She's going to a hairdresser at 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, so she said you can
why
just
is
make.
It open?
I said, well, I'm going to the RSL. Oh, no, it's just a lady who does
I remember
stuff,
pubs, because
right?
we're in the pub game. I remember yeah. pubs used to open after a certain time
yeah.
on Anzac Day.
Well, the RSL is open at 7.
Wow.
For the brekkie after the service and a couple of light refreshments.
On these games.
Who do you like, Titans?
Dez has texted in, happy for the Wars to be playing the Titans on Anzac Day. It's as good as a test match. Is that Dez Hasler? Shout out to Desi.
Yeah,
listen
maybe.
To the show.
Mm. Who wins? That
Warriors.
One? Okay, Dragons.
Oh, just at home. I think it'd be yeah, it'd be big. It'd be another sellout crowd.
Getting better, the Titans. Defence still a bit of an issue. 34 points let in last week. But
yeah, the good thing about what they did last week, two early tries.
Yeah.
They didn't let it get to them. They got back into the game. But still, they're losing focus in important periods of the game.
I still have question marks about Tanner Boyd, number 7. But, geez, didn't AJ Brimson look good at fullback?
Yeah, so Kieran's playing jersey number 7. He's playing a different role. Tanner was better last week through an intercept pass.
Yeah.
Which cost him 6 points. But
what would you, if you're Desi?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see Foran playing 7 full time, well,
and then
have AJ Brimson in the 6.
Well, that's what happened 2 weeks ago, and that's the model moving forward. It'll be Kieran, AJ, and Jaden, but Jaden's out for an extended.
So he's just
going to
plug that hole until Jaden comes back.
Yes.
Okay. How long is he out for? About 6 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. It's posterior cruciate. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this game the most, because I'll get to that in just a moment, why I'm looking forward to this game the most. Dragons and the Chooks, Allianz Stadium, 4:05 tomorrow. These are great games. And the Dragons over the last couple of seasons have been down on form, but, geez, they still managed to get up for this game. And I reckon they're a fair dinkum chance of knocking the Chooks off tomorrow.
I think this is the hardest game to choose from over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I really like the way the Dragons are – even the games, some of the games they're losing, they're in the fight. Both these sides have had some last second wins in over the years. Matty Head, the sideline conversion, the Ben Cray try from a Michael Wayman offload, Matty Pryor scoring, Mitchell Pearce, long field goal to win the game. Mm-hmm. But I think the Chooks with Dom Young coming back, Sam Walker coming back, Tedesco, Joey Manu, and they're just starting to get their team. Now, to be able to leave Sua Wong on an extended bench means They're not far from ticking all the boxes.
A lot of us were writing the Dragons off at
two
the start. A lot of us were writing the Dragons off at the start of the year, but I tell you what, they're going. We've got to eat our words. I will.
Tough mentality.
Yeah, Shane Flanagan's got.
It's one thing he does do. I remember talking to Luke Lewis about it when he was at the Sharkies. I said, "What's his greatest asset as a coach?" He said he instills this mindset into you that it'll take something really special to beat you physically. In the battle, and that's the first point of call. You've got to embrace the contact, embrace the physicality, and be willing to do that for long periods of time. And you're not far away from that with this side.
So Chooks for you,
Chooks for me by 2.
Dragons for me.
One of the great games, it'll be.
This is the test for the Dragons this year. This is where we'll finally work out where they sit.
I'm just having a look at.
Do we have to do the next game?
Oh, the Bunnies game?
What are you doing?
I'm looking at what the weather is tomorrow. Fine.
Okay.
High of 21 in Sydney.
So do we have to... Are there likely to be storms at 7:50 around Amy Park and they'll call this game off tomorrow night? Because I fear for what might happen to the Bunnies tomorrow night. They're not there. They're not there. And look, if they put in the same effort against they did against the Sharks, you'd be happy.
Mm.
But I can't see him beating the Storm at Amy Park.
Joy Arrow returns. Bit of a spiritual leader for the team. Damien Cook.
He's been
back into the side. Joy's come back from a shoulder injury.
Can we stop dropping Cook? Can we stop using Damien Cook as an example when there's other players that could be used as the example? Like, can we stop doing that? Cookie needs to be in that team every single week.
Well,
he was a beach sprinter, for Christ's sakes.
If his form's no good, he doesn't deserve to hold his spot.
But wasn't the worst Sats.
Exactly. It's exactly the point. So
you know who they're missing, and we underestimate this bloke? Campbell Graham.
Well, he's one of the best defensive centres in the comp.
And he knows how to attack. And that's why that lethal left edge.
He's a potential serial killer. Every team's got to have a serial killer.
But that left edge is a shadow of its former self.
That could be a talking topic on Monday. Who in your team is a potential serial killer? I'll start. Penrith, James Fisher-Harris.
Who you played with, though.
Yep.
I mean...
Martin Lang could have been a serial killer.
You always say Gowie, but is he safe in this category?
No, Gowie would get caught. He'd get caught after the first one because he'd just leave too much evidence. But Marty Lang could have been calculating, smart, flew under the radar.
Yeah, right. Least expected.
Yeah.
I think
the Storm win, and I think they win comfortably.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, I hope you do as well. But Jai Arrow, let's hope that shoulder's all right.
Do you know Ryan Pappenhausen, Harry Grant, Jerome Hughes? From memory, I think in the last 12 months, last season and the start, I think they've only played less than 6 or 7 games together just due to injuries.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And they're just warming up.
I know. If Nilsson's he's the big piece in the puzzle that side. If he stays fit, focused, they'll be a top four team and really tough to beat.
I'm worried about Totola out for South. That's a big loss up front. That's our Anzac Day warm-up for Ream with over 80 years manufacturing right here in Australia. Of course, it's Australia's favourite break time. If you're looking to take a cruise over the next year, I've got the perfect one lined up for you. It's all part of what? That's next on Sports Day.
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
I've heard people say that...
There's a bit of method to my madness playing this song. That's... It's time for...
What?
Yes, it's time for what's. If you got one for us, 0457 736 736. Satsy, we're going to keep this short because we want to get to some texts in just a moment. Yep. But I've got one for you, right? Actually, I should... Let's... No, I need to play something else. Get out, Barry White. You know what we need to do? Oh, I haven't got it ready. Oh, no. I can't believe I've done that, Sats. I didn't have it ready. Here we go. Just do a text while we're waiting.
We've got one here. Because speaking about Jet Cleary just before, and where is this one? It's Kel says, I just checked out Jet Cleary.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a chin on Jet. And soon he'll be able to land Jets on it. Trust me, Kel from Bathurst. He's a great kid. He's a beautiful kid.
837 said, let's not forget too, he was born in New Zealand.
He was. What's this?
While I'm playing, you might be asking why.
It is a pretty radical name, Matty. Yep.
The Love Boat theme.
Yeah.
My what tonight is a Miami cruise company is set to launch its first nude cruise in 2025.
What?
What do you think the rules will be? Have you read the rules?
Just nude up.
Yeah, but when are you nude? Like when you get on, are you walking on with your bags and you're just butt naked?
No, you can't. You can't off the boat be butt naked.
Because that's a crime.
Yeah. But once you're on the boat, kid off.
So as soon as you walk up the, what do they call it, the galley plank. Or the plank? Or,
yes.
You walk up, and as soon as your foot touches the boat, you've got to rip your kid off.
Nude. How good would that be?
Is it in winter? I don't want it to be in winter. If it's not in winter, I'm a starter. Me and the misso.
Really?
Oh, you're creepy the way you looked at me just then.
Let's say we had to take the whack pack on a nude cruise. This is, mate, fair dinkum, 2025. I'm up for this. Mainsail up. Let's go.
Because you're 10 kilos lighter too.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can see it. See myself on the cruise, I mean. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Which whack packer wouldn't you take?
Why do you keep saying this to me? I
wouldn't take Glenn.
No, I'd take all of them. I would. I wouldn't take King of Dirt because he's a mate of rats. He'd be a bit like, if he's a mate of rats, he'd be creepy.
So you want to see...
Like awkward creepy.
You want to see Glenn nude?
No, I don't want to see any of our whack packers nude at all. Well, no, but
you will see... Imagine Glenn rocking up to breakfast, right? Just nude.
Him and his eggplant. Like he's... Seriously. Why are you trying to create this scenario?
What would you do that?
What do you reckon the ratio of men to women will be?
I'd say there'll be 99% men, 1% women. Seriously, mate.
You've got to be so confident about yourself, haven't you?
Oh, don't you what?
Or don't care. There's nothing in between. It's either so confident, you're oblivious, or I just don't care, I've given up.
I don't want to be stuck on a cruise ship with nude people who've given up. And they should ban blue pills. There shouldn't be any of that either. Yeah. Take someone's eye out in the pool or a coits. Imagine coits.
What?
Take a blue pill and go to coits.
There's different ways you can play shuffleboard on there. Like it's, that's, I mean.
Skipper, you need an extra sail? I'll just go and grab the bed sheet.
That's insane. And there are ways that you can use a plank. Like it's, you got to walk some off the plank.
Oh, could you imagine sitting on someone's chair after they've been there nude? And they don't... What? Oh, anyway. Got to watch for a send it through. Texts. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Rabbit burrow tomorrow. Watch out for the shrinkage. Exactly. If you took the whole whack pack, it'd be like a sausage feast for ages. Iron Bronco says. Oh. Woogie and Worm, is Gwen on the respirator? When he slurs his words, it makes a huge breath. I don't know. So let's get rid of some of these ones that were early on. Talking about Peter Gill, I thought he should have played Origin for Queensland through that late 80s. Hi, Sats and Jace, another player who should have played Origin, Rambo Gibbs, Sporty Gav says.
Yeah, missed out.
Played country. SEN player promo of their on-air talent and commentators, and I always laugh my ass off when I hear Rat calling the golf. To me, it sounds like he's having
Looks
a stroke.
Like Pep has done that, and this is coming in nicely. Might be a little long. Oh, no, this is right next to the pin. Oh, this could go in. It's running, it's cracking. Oh, he won, Chase Kepka. The big...
Oh, that was from Western Sydney Eagle.
Well, can I tell you? I can't remember what I was going to tell
you. Trivial 7 says he does like test matches.
I'd like to see Anzac Day test. Yeah.
Mid-season in, Spanky says, mid-season in nationals are vital. Try and keep an open mind, lads, especially when you've changed your mind on these issues. Not really a generational thing. Yeah, I'm starting to turn around a little bit, Spanky, when I'm thinking about it over the last hour or so. It would be good to see. What if your family has a lot of history with family members being involved in the war? And as a player, you miss the festivities and a chance to represent your grandfather, whoever, died in the war, etc. Should be over the whole weekend. Jared from Christchurch. Mm. My wife's in Auckland at the moment. Mm. She's going to a ceremony tomorrow morning.
Yeah, nice.
In Auckland. Evening, boys. A Newcastle fan with no skin in the Roosters camp. I generally cannot understand the hype around Trent Robinson. Oh, this is Blue Mountain Eagle. He talks about how Cooper Cronk, he believes he made Trent Robinson. You've got to remember, Trent Robinson won a comp in his first year as a coach, 2013. And then back-to-back premierships when Cooper did go there. But a good coach has the ability to recruit a player of that magnitude to your club, and then you go and win premierships together.
Do you think there is a lifespan for certain coaches, like for coaches at a club? Do you think the same
There's
message
only a very,
becomes
very,
a bit old?
No, I don't know about the same message, but I think some of the players, I think, are the ones that lose their focus. Yep. Because the game itself doesn't change.
Mm.
The focus of the game doesn't change. If you're expecting a coach to motivate you to play in the NRL and do the things that have been good previously, well, you're not going to be long in the game.
Right.
So there are only a very few coaches who don't outstay their welcome. That makes sense.
Yep.
But I think the playing group becomes mentally fragile, psychologically fragile. And whether that's because they come set in their ways, not quite sure. This is where an assistant coach has become really important at clubs. Yeah, sometimes the head coach has got to have one part of the assistant coaching team needs to be a guy that's willing to challenge. They're not ambitious. They're willing to challenge the head coach about selections.
Mm.
Those where head coaches sometimes can get emotionally attached to players and feel as though if they're out of form, that doesn't matter. They'll eventually get out of it. But sometimes the assistant coach is really important to the head coach to be able to challenge him on those really important issues.
Yeah, fair call. Mm. Bondi Jack's been on the text stats. I'm going to read this one. At Woog's Anzac Day test night before, as AFL is doing tonight, Chook Storm, New Zealand reps back up next day. Every test in Oz, always at 3 p.m. Oh, yeah. I love. Remember the Saturday 3 o'clock test matches?
Yeah.
Mm. All reps back up. Reps backed up Sunday.
Yeah, well, they
Newton
used to.
Would poo-poo it.
Yeah, they used to, but they wouldn't. I don't think it would happen now. Well, they do it in Origin, of course. You play two nights later. Some players will back up. Some players will just rest them. Some coaches, I should say. Yeah, so.
Before we go to a break, Crime Scene says, I guarantee that the people on the nude cruise will not be the people you want to see nude. I mean, I'd go, and even my wife doesn't like seeing me nude. Good call, Crime Scene. Back in a moment. This is Sports Day.
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here tonight. Let's get to the dogs, dogs.com.au, home of greyhound racing. What are you really gambling with? And I can tell you, Sats, off the news we found out this afternoon about the passing of Terry Hill, I reckon the guys at Greyhound Racing New South Wales
have
been taking this pretty hard today. He's been a major part of their organisation. Simon Orchard joining us. Simon, our thoughts are with everyone, not only Tez's family, of course, but everyone at Greyhound Racing New South Wales, mate.
Yeah, good evening, fellas. It's a sombre mood, isn't it, this afternoon? Mm. It's strange, fellas. Any time someone passes away is clearly a sad moment. But if you feel like you know him, I spoke to Tez, you know, a dozen times in the last year about this wonderful greyhound of his, Shall Not. He was always a great advocate for the sport. He was the first to put his hand up if we had a promotional opportunity to come down and try and spruik the game. He was a New South Wales State of Origin ambassador. I was looking at some photos of him alongside Benny Hannett today. He's always had a big smile, but he knew how to sell it, right? You could put him on the phone. You wouldn't even have to ask a question. In 3 minutes, he'd be gone. There'd be spit flying all over the place, and he would have had the time of his life talking about the dogs, which he absolutely loved. We all know him from his footy career, and it was a wonderful career at that. I'm sure you're going to talk about that, or I've talked about that a bit more already on the show. But, mate, he had some champions as well, some Group 1 winners.
Yeah.
He's been around the game for a long time. It all started with the mighty Nads, who I'm sure, you know, I was a young kid watching at home, just laughing my head off at some of the stuff that he got up to down there at Dapto, and it really shone a light on our industry and a sport that, you know, let's be honest, has had its knockers over the time. But one thing's for certain, Terry Hill was a fine advocate. He was a wonderful man. He was a funny bloke, and he will be sorely missed, boys. 52, it's just, it's an absolute shock and a real shame. Thoughts go to his family and obviously everyone involved. His business partner, George Carews as well, who has been along the ride with all these wonderful dogs as well. I'm sure he's feeling it today as everyone is in the industry.
Yeah, well said, Simon. I've got to say, growing up around my mum and dad, who took us to the greyhounds on the Gold Coast a lot, I've got to say, I fell out of greyhounds for a while until I got down to Sydney in rugby league with Penrith, and it was Terry Hill who got me interested again.
Mm.
So he's a really good conduit between, you know, a cross-section of sports and also different spectators and supporters. He was a He's a funny guy. He's a terror to play against, but he's a funny guy off the field.
Those crosses, the footy show, and we played it off the priceless. Top of the show, the fashions on the field and all that sort of stuff, Simon. You know what you should do? You should bring that back in honour of Terry Hill. Fashions on the field or something like that.
Oh, mate, who could forget the sparkly coat, the gold coat that he had on down there? He had his old mate that had one tooth, I reckon.
George Pagana.
Yeah, that's right. We'd hang around behind him. And, oh, mate, it's just like, you know, obviously reminiscing live on air now, but I spoke to him last year before a big race that his dog, Shall Not, was racing in up at Capalabar up there in Queensland. And Terry said, if Shall Not wins the race, it's back in about June last year, I will shout the bar. They were his exact words. And the dog got up. I'm sure he shouted plenty of people a beer along the way. But this dog that I've been involved with quite a lot in the last couple of years, mate. 47 wins from 68 starts. It's won 15 straight, I think, at Richmond in the last couple of months alone. It's won everything you can win in straight track racing, and that probably wasn't even his best greyhound. So he's been prominent, he's been on the front foot, and you've already hit the nail on the head. He mixed a true love and passion for the sport with that humour that every knockabout Aussie can just relate to. And yeah, maybe every now and then some things might have crossed the line or gone a little bit off the rails with the footy show. But, gee, it was entertaining. And, here we saw him exploit.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we talk about Friday night, the world's richest staying race, now, the golden Easter egg, how did that play out last week?
Yeah, it was a massive night. And it was a really good night because a new star emerged. And this is sort of the greyhound caper. We sort of, you know, a dog like She's a Pearl disappears off into the distance and we miss her and we wish that she was racing again. And then a dog named McKenna is now the new queen of the sport, boy. She's run the second fastest time at Wentworth Park ever in the heats. She came out in the semi-final, proved it was no fluke. She went 29.28 again, which is just absolutely airborne. And then in the final on Saturday night, she almost beat that time on a track that was absolutely drenched in rain throughout the entire day. So the fact that she came out, she won, she jumped straight to the front. After 20 metres, we all looked at each other and said, well, it's over. She just had to hang on, and she did. She won by just over a length. The time was quick again, 29.33. And all of a sudden, a star has emerged. She was a dog that we knew had ability coming into the series. She's now won nearly $400,000 in prize money, and she's only scratching the surface of what she can achieve, boys. She's not three until the end of the year. So she's got 6 good months, hopefully, of peak racing, 17 starts, 12 wins, and she was just the star of the show. Palawar King, another dog that we've mentioned a bunch of times on the show, he won his 5th Group 1 in the staying contest, the Association Cup. And we know he's a bona fide staying superstar, but he's edging towards, you know, best ever sort of territory now, fellas, as well. So Palawar King was a wonderful winner. McKenna was the new queen of racing. And everyone involved just loves being involved in the Egg Night. It's a night full of history, full of prestige. And, it went off really well, considering all the bad weather that we had Saturday morning. And then the lure, would you believe it, fell off before the first race as well, boys. So we had a delay of about 20 minutes, but thankfully the staff did a wonderful job and everything went ahead well.
So, mate, it doesn't stop after the Easter egg. We've got the 7:15, the world's richest staying race. Now, we launch into that.
Yeah, this is what I mean, boys. We just keep rolling. No matter what you want to do this weekend, there's something for you to get around. The world's richest staying race, $500,000, $500,000 up for grabs in the 7:15. Kicks off on Friday. The finals aren't until next Friday night. So 4 heats this weekend. All the big stars are there. Palawar King, Val Policella, a dog by the name of Kenya Amy, Like Wildfire, an absolute enigma, but a dog that can absolutely fly at the garden. So that race is on Friday. On Saturday, we've got Group 3 heats of the Bob Payne and the Ladies Bracelet, which are the boys and girls sprint races over 500 at Wentworth. And if that's not enough for you, Saturday night, we've got the Puppy Classic at Nowra, which is a race for dogs who are obviously just emerging and starting to find their feet in the world. They're restricted races for dogs under a certain age, and that's at Nowra on Saturday night as well, boys. So as is always the case in the greyhound world, I know today has been a bit of a tragic day for us. We pause momentarily, but then the racing just continues and we get on with it. And I think Tezza would have absolutely loved it, mate. He would want the thing to be held up just for him.
Good stuff. Nicely said, Simon. Thedogs.com.au, the home of everything greyhound racing in New South Wales. Go well, Simon Orchard.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
We're back.
This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. If you think our show's dodgy, wait for the driver's seat with Matt McKeldin and Stevie J. Geez, they're walking on air, these boys, after a big weekend in New Zealand.
Steve Johnson has walked in with a box of chocolate chip cookies and milk.
Is it a banana milk? Geez, it's going to be gassy in this studio a little later on. For those people listening, he's going to have his mid-morning nap. Remember Romper Room? He's going to lay down with a box of cookies and some milk. But they're coming up next. The driver's seat on SEN station. Sats, text machines blowing up about the nude cruise.
Yeah, there are. There's quite a few here. Well, you can be the activities director on this cruise. You can do your Can't read that one.
Not Rooster Mars. That's not the reason I do that voice. It's a woke voice.
Love Boat. What the F? In the club, surely better. Matt was starting to talk about nudity Monday night just before Stumps. Poor Cohen having to produce the show.
Well, can I tell you? I can't remember what I was going to tell you.
Honestly.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, seriously. It was ridiculous. What? Woogie? Hilarious. Off the bit. Cheers, Budster. Hi, fellas. Great show. Lee at Homebush. Thanks, Lee. Haven't seen your name come up for a while. And Steve says, before the show finishes, I'd like to pay all the respect to the diggers, current and fallen. We owe them more than what we could ever be repaid. Yeah, I think you'd speak on behalf of plenty of people there.
And you know what? I don't care how much or how many times I hear the last post this weekend. Go nuts. The amount of stuff we support in this country, we can support our Anzacs. I saw something today that the South Australian government want to ban the term Anzac Day.
Mm.
That's a...
What?
Is this the text message Bondi Jack, has he copy and pasted this? CP13, you grubby, slimy, sneaky toad?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's what he called it. Now, what do you mean, Bondi Jack?
Just tell us a little bit more about what you think. Oh, wow. Hey, lads, going the early call for 25 in regards to Lomax, it will be Zach Who. Sats, have you ever considered coaching? I reckon you have the perfect temperament coupled with live and knowledge of the game. Port Adelaide Dragon. Thank you, Port Adelaide Dragon. I have coached. Not at NRL level, but
you'd be a good ref. You would be.
Do you know when there's a few players retired years ago, probably 20 years ago, they retired and they wanted to become referees. And the referee's boss back then, I can't remember who it was, might have been Stoney, I'm not quite sure, said, no, we don't want any ex-players as referees, which I thought would have been really good, actually.
Stupid. Well, at least the bunker. You should be in the bunker.
They've tried that.
Cut to the chase, Woogs. Do you want me to send some nude pics? No, I don't know where you got that from, Steve. All right, maybe one.
Josh says, grow up, Woogie. The Dragons will be benefiting financially from having it there. This is the...
Oh, the Allianz.
No one wants to play at Homebush, and spectators definitely don't give two hoots about it. Just look at the dwindling crowd numbers for South over the last few years. Yeah, Josh. Last year and a bit is probably a little bit to do with performance. The last half of last year and the start of this year with South. Manly are mourning, as are South and East, a genuine centre and a fair dinkum good un, taken from us way too soon. The Joker is no more. However, his legend will live on. R.I.P. Terry Hill from 127. Yeah, well said. Well said.
Yeah. A gelato has a lower milk fat content than ice cream, usually 4 to 9%.
Tiger Scott,
yielding a softer, denser texture and smaller what? Icicles.
Hmm.
But you know, they're just doing that to put up the price.
John
of normal
says gelato
is
the bomb. I'm not a huge gelato fan. I'm sorry.
John says kale sucks.
And One Eye Monster says remove fencing.
Oh, from the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, if you're not going to kill someone with that stick, then why do it?
Now, Michael from Des Moines says in 1996, Terry Hill came out to the Children's Hospital and visited my daughter Amy. I will never forget it.
Yeah, good man.
There you go.
Yeah, again, our thoughts are with the Hill family and friends and those associated, as we said, the Rabbitohs, the Roosters, Seagulls and West Tigers fans. The passing of Terry Hill today. Hey, listen, Anzac Day tomorrow. I hope you can get along to a service and support our Anzacs and remember those who have sacrificed a hell of a lot to give us the freedom that we enjoy, right, Sats?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our world would look a lot different if that didn't.
Sports Day, back Monday night. We'll catch you there.